Now, what does that commercial do?
This commercial is really a Rorschach pattern. Reminds me very much of the person who will go to a psychologist and be shown the ink blots and say to the psychologist, "Doctor, I didn't come here to be shown dirty pictures."
And the dirty pictures being
in their mind.
In the mind.
Now, the dirty thing or negative thing, if anything, was Goldwater wanting to use or seeing as an option the use of tactical atomic weapons. People didn't hear the word tactical. They just heard Goldwater atomic weapons, Johnson no atomic weapons.
Or didn't this commercial exploit the seeming simplicity of Goldwater's statement?
Yes.
I remember that when it aired, the White House switchboard was jammed with calls. Many of the president's own friends got through to him. He called me and said, "What in the expletive deleted is going on here?" I said, "It seemed to me that you did what you wanted to do, which was to remind people of what Barry Goldwater had been saying about atomic weapons." And there was a long pause on the phone, and he said, "Yeah, I guess you're right." Was it unfair?
I don't think so at all. I think it probably was right on target.
What did it do?
It made people aware of this basic difference, and it really showed the underlying fear that people had of atomic warfare. And I think Goldwater should have said the next morning that this commercial should be the theme of the presidential campaign, and I'd like to pay for half of its running. And that is, how do we prevent atomic warfare in our day and age? He could have killed that whole commercial that way, I think.
And he didn't.
And he didn't.
Instead, he reacted.
And it fit. His saying foul says it fits. That's me they're talking about. We didn't say it. He said it.